Welcome to Inside Hillcat Nation, a different look at RSU Hillcat Athletics. Now your host, the voice of the Hillcats, Josh Haley.
We welcome you to another edition of Inside Hillcat Nation here on RSU Radio. And a reminder, you can check us out on your favorite podcasting platform. We're joined today by women's golf head coach Whitney Hocut and from Cape Town, South Africa, women's golfer Jess Green. Thank you both for being here to start off our show today.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us. We appreciate it.
Coach, with the lack of competition, obviously right now with COVID happening and suspending competition for the fall, you found a very creative way to kind of keep some of the competition going in your program with the COVID Cup. Kind of walk us through the details of that.
Yeah, so whenever we found out that we weren't playing this fall, I just tried to come up with a way of keeping the competition amongst the team and amongst the girls. And obviously, you know, we keep it very much as a team sport, even though it's an individual sport as well. But just to try to have that some sort of competition amongst them, and a lot of them really like it. It's just a way for them to work hard in the workouts and also out on the golf course so they can earn points towards the COVID Cup by beating their previous time when we run. And also whenever we go out on the golf course, there's different point system for practice and different points for match play events. And even like today, we'll play nine holes and they'll get so many points for a birdie and so many points for a par, and then we'll do blind partners and stuff like that. So we just do different matches, and I've even thought about trying to do some type of President's Cup style or Ryder Cup style with our you know overseas international girls, with also our U.S. girls. So we're trying to put that together, but we'll wrap that up, you know, second week of November or so, right before Thanksgiving and everything. So, but I really think the girls have really enjoyed it. Jess can probably tell you a little bit more about it as well.
No, definitely. We love it. I mean, I think all of us are very competitive at nature. So I know anything with a little bit of competition, we strive, you know, we love to do it. This is definitely a nice, healthy competition for the team because we all support each other anyway. So this is also, it's nice for us to set personal goals too with our, in the weight room, in the classroom. And it's a great way to keep this fall season competitive without having our regular tournaments.
When you look at the way that this roster is right now, this is a group that, you know, for the most part has been together, knows each other extremely well, mm-hmm. shared a lot of success together. How close is the bond between this group right now?
Oh, I mean, our team has always been such a close team. We are pretty much like a family, especially for this year with COVID and everything. Myself and Grace Williams weren't able to go home due to flights and flight restrictions, but the team has always been there for us. So we stay at everyone's houses. We're pretty much like sisters just from all over the world. So it's great. I mean, I love it. Yeah. So,
Coach, what about this from your perspective, this group? I mean, it seems like it's pretty rare to have this group that is this close and to have the amount of success that they've had together.
Yeah, it's been a really good ride, and it's been fun to see them all come together and as a unit and come together and kind of play as one and know that it's better to be on the top as a team instead of just as an individual. Like I was saying about, you know, golf, it can be an individual sport, but we try to make it as team oriented as possible. And these girls all have thrived because of that and due to that. So very fortunate in the way that they handle themselves on and more importantly off the golf course, within the classroom and out in the community. Whenever we go do community service events, I get a lot of good feedback, and I'm really thankful for that.
You mentioned there just for a moment in the classroom, and I know that's something that's very important to you and this program, and it shows with a slew of awards that have been collected. But over the summer, of course, the WGCA All-Scholar Team GPA Award, 3.68 as a team, which once again was top 20 in the country. How important are those types of things to your group?
That's very important. So I've always told them student comes before the athlete, you know, and that's what's, I hope I see some of them, you know, continue to play after college golf, you know, but for the most part, they're all going to go start a career, and they're going to use their degree that they get here at RSU in order to do that. So I know that the student comes, like I said, before the athlete, and it's very important. And I see that as even as a better achievement in my eyes than anything else. And I've had quite a few on the, you know, all scholar as all Americans and everything else. So very fortunate that they work hard within the classroom, and I take that very serious.
The Academic Achievement Awards as well shed some spotlight on your team, and it was Mariana Flores, Raquel Flores, and you, Jess Green. You being, you know, an upperclassman spending some time in this program, do you feel a responsibility to kind of pass on this brand or this theme of this program, if you will, to some of those younger players to show them, hey, the classroom is as important as what we're doing on the course?
Yes, for sure. I mean, I think with golf being mental sport, you have to be tough mentally, and I think academics comes along with that. We were lucky enough to have Mariana Flores and Sydney Murray come back this year because they were because of COVID they got their year back. But definitely we take a lot of pride in our academics, we always have, and it's something we definitely pass along to the up of lower classmen. So we take pride in our study hall, we do study hall twice a week. We take accountability with everyone. If someone's, we feel like we can help each other out with different classes, because as an upperclassman, we've taken most of the classes that the freshmen have, so we can help them out with any classes they're struggling with and try and get that high GPA, which we strive for every year.
Towards the very end of last season, obviously, this group was really thriving. You won the Diffie Ford Invitational. Did you feel like that this team was really at its best when the season came to an abrupt end last spring?
Yes, I always think it's crazy how that ended up being our last tournament without us even knowing, because that was probably the highest point for our team. We were so connected as a team on the golf course and off the golf course, and it almost seemed like it meant to be, you know. I mean, we always try and go and win out there as a team. I didn't expect the individual victory. I was just playing for the team and, you know, hoping to get that team win, and it was just great, a great end to what, you know, could have been like a great year for us. But yeah, very excited for how the team played.
And coach, it wasn't like that was a one-off situation. I mean, the success last year, you won a tournament in the fall, you won a tournament in the spring, more times than not you were battling for the title. Did you really feel like this team had kind of put everything together last year?
Yeah, we really did. And it was really, like I said, it was exciting to see, kind of like what Jess said, we were right there kind of on the, what I would say, the peak. I mean, it was right there in March when the team needed to start peaking. And in order to, you know, go into April, into conference play, and then into regionals early May, you know, we were ranked high within regionals and with our regional rankings. So it was exciting. It was exciting to watch, exciting to finally see them come together and achieve things that I knew that they were capable of doing even in previous years. And for them to come together and start doing it, it was just very exciting. But yeah, we were week in and week out, you know, usually competing for the title spot. And then to finish up that, you know, Ford Diffie tournament there at Kicking Bird in Edmond, and beat who was kind of they weren't the host, but because it was actually Southern Naz that hosted the tournament, but we went into a team playoff with University of Central Oklahoma, and who's now kind of our, you know, close to you know, conference rival. And so it was really exciting to go into a team playoff with them after that last round on Tuesday, and to see the girls overcome that and have the, you know, be victorious. It was really exciting. So,
and Jess just alluded to, you know, two players coming back who are going to utilize that extra year of eligibility. Once you found that out, and I'm guessing you probably found that out pretty early, but once you found that out, did it kind of tell you and give you a sense of relief of, we will get to see what this group could do with a whole season?
Yeah, for sure. So when Mariana and Sydney both, whenever we found out that NCAA did grant the year back, you know, because at first we didn't know what the case was going to be. We hoped that would be what NCAA would come out with, but we didn't know for sure. I was very excited that they wanted to come back and complete their degrees for one. Mariana will actually finish with two bachelor's degrees from here at RSU. So that was, you know, kind of a no-brainer for her to be able to come back and complete that degree. And Sydney had about a semester left, so we're just kind of extending her semester this year. So academically, it was a, you know, win-win for them, basically. But it's a big thing for me to be able to see them, you know, come back and compete. I wish that we were watching them right now, but we're looking forward to the spring for sure.
it was easy to see through social media that this group is extremely close. And throughout the summertime and before we got back on campus, it was easy to see just how much this group did to stay together. And not because of anything planned, really, because they wanted to, right?
Right. That's exactly right. They do. They do a lot of things together. and I try to get them to do a lot of things together. And they were very excited to be back on campus, excited to get back after it. And another thing, come back and see Heritage Hills, the way that the golf course has been renovated and with new greens and bunkers and everything else. And so they were excited to get back here. Because I even let them know, I'm like, I don't know if we're gonna play in the fall, they were excited to get back. They cared, but at the same time, they just were ready to get back and be together and everything else. I mean, Jess may be able to tell you even more about that. But even whenever we had Zoom calls, all through the pandemic and through the summer, and it was really good and everything else.
Yeah, I know. I think when we found out our season was ending in, was it late March?
Yes.
We were all devastated because we knew what this team had and the capabilities of this team. But going through this summer, you really see what we've seen what RSU has done for us in this golf team, and we just appreciate everything. Now even the little small things, the early workouts and things you weren't so keen about in years past, we just take every little thing now with pride, and we're just super excited about what we can do in the future and just take everything as a new opportunity.
When we talked about everybody coming back from last year and the success that this team had, it wasn't like there was, one specific player that was at the top of the group every single week. Mm-hmm. This group was made up of, anybody could come out as the top performer. Does that take pressure off you as a golfer to know that I've got a lot of superstars around me that can lead us on any given weekend?
Yeah, for us, for qualifying, it's pressure, but it's pressure in a good way, because we all know we have to be on the top of our game. You could have an off week, but that there's still going to be someone else taking your spot who can perform just as well as you and as well as you are or higher. So for qualifying, we love keeping that pressure on ourselves, and we love seeing that the order mixes around. Other people, we've all pretty much had a time to shine in tournaments, which I think is great.
Is that one of the keys, Coach, to the success that this team has had, is just that there's really no letdown when you're looking at collecting all those rounds from those different players, that you just kind of know that nobody's going to have a terrible day out there?
Yeah, definitely. It helps. It helps a lot to know that if one plays bad, somebody else might pick them up and everything else. The hope, you go into a tournament hoping that they all show up and that they all play the game that I know that they're capable of playing, but that's just golf. I mean, that's any sport, but especially golf. You never know if your game's going to be there or not, and you got to be mentally tough and push through it. But I've seen each and every one of these ladies push through a tough round and finish it strong and finish it better than what they could have. It could have been way worse, or whatever the case may be, and they gutted it out and they played for their team, and it was better than what it could have been because they knew they needed to finish the round strong and finish it for their teammates.
When the season did come to an end abruptly last spring, it was just a few days before the Hillcat Classic was scheduled to get going, and I know that's something that obviously you and the team looks forward to every single year. But that's back on the schedule for this year. Walk us through what the planning stages look like to be able to host a tournament, which happens at Bailey Ranch in Owosso.
Yeah, so planning stages, sending emails out, to teams and to coaches, hoping that they'll want to come to our event. And we had a really good field this last March planning to come, and it really stunk that it was right there right before our tournament. We were actually at Bailey Ranch when we got the notification we were getting ready for our tournament there, whenever we got the notification that our season had been shut down and everything. So It was hard, and to know that we were, right there after a good tournament at Kicking Bird Golf Club in Edmond, and like you were talking about the role that we had going. But as far as the planning process for the tournament, it's a lot. It is a lot. We, the men's coach and I, it is a men's and a women's event, so that's a good thing. Coach Brown and I both take pride in making sure that the golf course is in good shape, and talking with Bailey Ranch about where the pin placements go and things like that. But it starts, back in the summertime, sending emails out about when the dates are, and you know, basically save the dates and let us know if they're going to come and that kind of thing. And now it's, we start planning the, you know, where we're going to stay, the hotels, and because it we usually include everything within our entry fee. It's the, you know, golf round, the hotel fees, as well as tournament gifts and stuff like that. So you know, all those little fine details, you know, start happening even now, even though we're only in October, and all that. So
we're talking with women's golf head coach Whitney Hocutt here on Inside Hillcat Nation, and Jess Green from Cape Town, South Africa. And Jess, you've been able to play on a lot of different courses just throughout your time here at Rogers State, but of course, going back even before you hit the collegiate ranks. But Bailey Ranch is a pretty nice place to play, as a lot of the members of the men's and women's golf team have told me about.
Yes, it's a beautiful golf course. We love to play there. We love to qualify there. And we're so lucky that we get to host our home tournament there. We know when the other teams come, they're excited to play it. We're excited to compete on it. We know we can play well and score well. The course is always in good shape, and we seem to handle the course layout pretty well.
Coach, when we look at what's ahead of us here in the spring with the fall season already being canceled, what does the schedule look like for your program this spring?
So this spring, we open up with a tournament down in Carrollton, Texas, February 6th through the 9th. It's actually kind of a new tournament put on by Central Missouri. It's just a way, as coaches, we all started communicating right off, you know, as soon as we found out that the fall season wasn't happening, on how can we maximize our play dates with only having basically one season, which would be our spring season, instead of having our fall segment and our spring segment. So we're actually opening up the season earlier than we ever have. And we, you know, you never know what weather might bring or anything like that. But we're just going to try and open up as early as we can in order to get as many tournaments in and as many days played as possible. Then we'll go to NSU's event, which is February 21st through the 23rd. It's actually going to be right here in Broken Arrow at the golf club at Indian Springs. Then we'll go back to that Diffie Ford Lincoln Invitational, which is back at Kicking Bird Golf Club on the 7th, March 7th through the 9th. That home tournament that we hope to see a lot of Hillcat fans at will be March 14th through the 16th. Then we'll make our way up to the regional preview at St. Joseph, Missouri, March 28th through the 30th. And then we'll go to Newton, Kansas, to Newman University Tournament, which is April 5th through the 7th. So then we'll be ready for our MIAA Conference Tournament March 21st through April 21st through April 23rd, will be our conference tournament. So we have about six tournaments scheduled for the spring as of right now, and we can play a total of eight. So we're going to have a lot of tournaments played in a short amount of time, but we are going to do our very best. You know, I spread them out to where we aren't just always at the golf course. we're going to be in class as well, and make sure that we're doing well within our classes and all that. So that is our plan for the spring season.
And Jess, with COVID restrictions right now, obviously there's still able to be some training, and we talked about the COVID Cup earlier going on and how it entails more than just things on the golf course. But what is kind of your training schedule look like right now from day to day?
We're trying to keep it as normal as possible even with the COVID restrictions. We're in the weight room three times a week. We practice every day 2 to 3 hours. We have 9-hole practices. We definitely have our COVID cut point system. So we're doing 9-hole game, short game. You know, where we have opportunities to gain points. We have our regular study hall hours. And we also have opportunities to play different golf courses every other week where coach can get us to play. So we're trying to keep it as normal as possible, knowing we don't have any tournaments coming up, but trying to keep it competitive with the team as well.
All right. Women's golfer Jess Green, head coach Whitney Hocutt. I think it's safe to say that of all the programs at Rogers State, yours is one that everybody's excited to see, because knowing the sky's the limit this spring. So thanks for being with us today, and good luck with training the rest of this fall.
No, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you so much, Josh. We appreciate it.
We'll be back for more on Inside Hillcat Nation coming up. We'll talk with the men's golf program. You're joined right here on RSU Radio.